Part A.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to our show. I'm your host, Jack Garrett. I'd like to ask you all, do you feel constantly busy? We often think we work a lot, but we also tend to waste time. In her new book, Learn to Relax, Dana Lee writes, even though we think working harder will make us more productive, it's quite often the opposite. She's here to tell us what we can do about it. Welcome, Dana. I have a lot of questions.
I hope I can give you some clear answers. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So, let me ask you about the title, Learn to Relax. Do you think we as a society cannot relax and are addicted to work? Or are we lazy and just think we work too hard?
I think it's a combination of both. I will say that either way, everyone is in a hurry. Of course, there are some things that have to be done quickly, but not everything. You can take most things slowly.
Well, I read a passage in your book that says being lazy could actually be really good for us.
Exactly. In these modern times, we think everything in life needs to be as fast, efficient, and productive as possible. As a result, we tend to really pressure and push our brains and our bodies to a very unhealthy point. The brain can't cope with it. Our brains need rest periods during work. Our bodies work in the same way. It's the only way both can be in top form. If you push your brain and body too much, you just burn out completely.
What was your inspiration for writing the book? Did this happen to you? Did you get burned out?
Yes, I burned out big time. And I became ill. I was so ill, I had to stay in bed for about 6 months, and I couldn't stand the fact that I couldn't work. I loved my work and was very successful, and I never worked overtime. I also had plenty of money. Everything always went well for me, as long as I worked 9 to 5. I wondered why I was getting so sick and had to stay in bed. That's when I thought that I must have been pushing my brain and body too hard, without even knowing it. And I wondered, how on earth can that be? What was I trying to achieve? And then it dawned on me. I was spending a lot of time on social media and answering emails, and I felt addicted to those things.
That is definitely something that so many of us can relate to. Looking at social media and dealing with email feels like things we constantly need to do.
That's right. And that's when I decided not to work so hard. I also really had to force myself not to look at my email box frequently. Now I take a day every week where I don't look at email, social media, or anything on the internet. At first, even though it was just one day, it was super difficult. So I made automatic email replies asking people to call me instead. That worked, because no one ever calls.
And the world didn't fall apart. Fascinating. I should try it. We'll continue this discussion after a short break.